We continue our learning. Lishmas Davi ben Menachem Lishem Yehem Yaakov Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Bava Kama Perikim O Mishnah Hey Zeba B'Chavisto VeZeba B'Karos. You have in Rosh Hashanah one person carrying a chavis, a barrel, one's carrying a beam, and they're walking towards each other in Rosh Hashanah. Nishbara Kado Shalze B'Karos Shalze, and the beam broke the barrel as we would expect. They collided with one another. So the halacha is pater. The owner of the beam is going to be pater. Is not liable for paying for the value of the chavis of the kad. The Mishnah uses the words interchangeably. First it calls it a chavis, then calls it a kad, this pitcher, this barrel. Why? Both of them have the right. They're Rosh Hasharabim, and everyone has the right to walk. So it's the owner of the pitcher, of the barrel, who has to be careful that it's not broken. He doesn't collide with the person who's carrying the beam. But let's say the balakora is walking in front, and the balak chavis is behind him. The balakora may not be aware that behind him is the person with the chavis, and nishbara hachavis bekora, and the chavis is broken because of the one in the front, because of the beam. The one in the back may have walked too close to the one in the front. So also the halach is a pater balakora. Why? The balakhavis who's walking in the back has to realize that the one who's person walking in front of you holding a beam, and you have to make sure not to walk too close to him. Dim abad balakora. But let's say the balakora stopped, which means he stopped, as the Gemara assumes, to rest. He wanted it because it was so heavy, the beam that he was carrying, or maybe he's carrying something else, and because of the burning he needed to rest. And the balakhavis who's behind him didn't realize he was stopping. He stopped short, let's say, and kept walking, then chayav. The balakora is going to be chayav to pay because he should have warned the balakhavis who was walking behind him that he should also stop, he should also slow down, and because he didn't warn him, it's considered as if he was mazik biyadayim, say the Rishonim. We have this simple, this is the example that we use, of course, the model of when it comes to cars. A person stops short in front, can we say that the brake lights that go on make a difference? We assume that the person behind is going to be liable no matter what. But here we could assume, let's say the brake lights don't work, so you didn't warn him that you were stopping short. So maybe that should make a difference. And this is the source for that halacha. Mishnah then continues him, Amar b'labala chavis amod. But as we said, if the baal hakora in the front says, I want to stop, he warns the person behind him, then pater, he's pater for paying for the nezek. The Gemara says that if the baal, let's say baal hakora who's in the front, stopped to fix his burden, because that's what normally people do. We adjusted it a little bit. People normally carry something heavy. They normally stop for a moment to adjust. So the balakhavis should have recognized that, should have sensed that, and therefore the balakhor is going to be pater from the nizkei achavis. And even if he didn't warn him to stop, because he's preoccupied as he's walking. So it may depend on how short the stop is. Even if he didn't warn him, though, he slows down, and that's what people normally do, maybe the balakhavis behind him should be aware of that. Let's say the balakhavis is in the front and the balakhor is behind him, then if the balakhavis is walking to, let's say, too close to the balakhavis who's in front of him, and he breaks the barrel because of that, so he's liable. But if the balakhavis stopped to rest in the front, then the balakhor is going to be pater because he didn't sense that he was stopping. He stopped short and he didn't warn him, so therefore the Baal Hakoru is behind him. Is not going to be liable to pay because the Baal Hakoru stopped short and didn't warn him. But let's say he did warn him. So then he's going to be chayav. The Baal Hakoru has to pay. But let's say the Baal Hakoru, same idea, stopped to adjust his burden, slow down a little bit to adjust his burden as what people normally do, even without warning the Baal Hakoru. The Baal Hakoru is going to be chayav, as we said, because that's what people normally do, and people who are behind have to be aware of that. The same thing would be true. Someone's walking with a bundle of flax. The other one's carrying a candle. And the flax, of course, is burned by the candle. So let's say the kor is like the candle and the flax is like the chavis. So the same thing. It follows the same halacha. Maybe, so what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Why would I think not? So the Gemara explains, because maybe you would have thought, because this is what we call a hezek matsui. Since this is so common, it's very, very clear that anytime that fire gets close to the flax, it's going to burn. You know, not every time a chavis gets close to a beam gets close to a chavis is going to break, but a nair coming next to the pishtun is certainly going to burn it. Maybe the Baal HaNair should have been more careful, or maybe we'd say, no, it's the Baal HaPishtun's responsibility to be a lot more careful, because you see someone's carrying a candle. No, it doesn't matter. The one behind always has to be careful, as we explained, as long as the first one in front didn't stop suddenly without warning. Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Shnaim Shem Mahalchim Rishus Harabim. One is and they're facing one another, one walking towards the other. Echad Ratz VeEchad Mahalich. So let's say you have a case where one is running and one is, so either both are walking, one towards the other, one is running and one is walking, Oshu Yishneim Ratzim, or both of them are running. In all of these cases, the Mishnah says, Yiziku Zezeh, and one is injured by the other, they didn't intend to do so, but as they're walking, they bang into each other, Shneihem Turim. Why? Because each one caused this Chabalah, each one should have been more careful not walking into the other, and everyone has to pay for whatever liability, whatever injury there is to the other. Now, some say that we're speaking about a case even where, let's say, they even did have, simply we're assuming they didn't have intent, that's some mefarshim, most mefarshim. And others say, no, even if they actually damage one another, but let's say they didn't have kavana, which means the first way to understand the Mishnah is that they just banged into each other. Okay, so each one caused one injury, obviously without kavana. But let's say you have a case where no. Let's say they're walking and they, you know, this person really, there was a maisa involved. This one ended up elbowing the other person. This one ended up punching the other person. This one ended up kicking the other person. But it didn't have kavana to do so. But as they were walking there, they ended up doing that. And it was a real maisa. They're also going to be potter. Now, the Gemara says that we have to think about it for a moment. You have two people walking. I understand why. Okay, each one is going to be potter. And both are running. Both are doing something maybe that they shouldn't be doing. They're not being careful. Each one is going to be potter because each one, in such a case, each one caused the chavalah himself. But if one person is walking, one person is running. So why should the person who's walking be chived? Why should the person who's running, rather, be potter from paying for any injury to the person who's walking? Maybe the person who's running is being mishana, is doing something different, is not acting properly. So in fact, the Gemara understands it that way. The Gemara says that the case of the Mishnah, yes, if normally one person's running, one person's walking, and they damage one another, one who is running is being mishana, is doing something different, and would have to pay for any liability. The case under discussion is on Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. The Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos, then the person who's running has the right to run and is no different than the person who's walking. And that's what we're discussing. That's the Ukimta, the particular case. Why is that true? Because most people on Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos may be running to finish their preparations for Shabbos. And it's certainly, let's say, right before Shkia. So then therefore the person has the right to run. So he's not being Mishaneh, and therefore will be Potter. The Gemara even goes as far as to say that during that time, people are running out to the fields to accept the Shabbos. Boichala, as some of the Gemara speaks about, some of the Amorim would go out. The source of what eventually became the L'chadodi in the 16th century. So here, the Mishnah says there is a heter to run on Erev Shabbos for whatever reason. Let's say the person is running, he has nothing in his hands. So it's not like we say, oh, you must be running to prepare for Shabbos. So there is a debate whether that's true or not. According to some, even that is going to be acceptable. After all, a person may be running to take a shower to prepare himself for Shabbos, to change his clothes. But let's say we definitely know that he's running to take care of his own affairs and not running for the sake of Shabbos. So then some Rishonim say this, so then he would be liable to pay for that. Other Rishonim say no. A person has the right to be running for his own affairs. Why? Because maybe he's trying to get it done before Shabbos. He realizes that he can't do Malach on Shabbos, so he has the right to run as well. Maybe that would be acceptable. Some even claim that this may start even in the middle of the day on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos in the afternoon. This is not just a Ben Ashmashos Halacha. This would be, in fact, Ben Ashmashos, a lot of things we should not be doing. Although, quoting the Mishnah towards the end of Bamei Malikin, there are three things a person should say Ben Ashmashos. Have you separated the Maaser? And did you prepare the Erev? And then we say Halikos Haner. So those are things that are supposed to prepare on even Erev Shabbos Ben Ashmashos. Certain things we're allowed to do during even during that time, even after Shkia. So a person may be running to do those things as well. And others say, yeah, no, it starts early. Baking and cooking, things like that, which have to be done before Shkia. So a person may be running to take care of those activities, to do those activities, preparations for Shabbos. And that may be true certainly earlier than Ben Ashmashos, even from Chatzos on Erev Shabbos and on. So in such a case, we say that they're going to be putter, even though one is running and one is walking. But once again, if it's a weekday, so then if one is running and one is walking, and the one who's walking was damaged by the one running, the one who's running is going to be chayv to pay.